40 this time of fatter. Give me a moment to oscillate. Is it better to form theories as reactions, or to tackle the problem with the sole purpose of finding a solution and by doing so, quantify this problem? If life like the universe is eternal, then it has no beginning or end, and death is an existent singularity, whereby sleep's regression to dreaming isn't linear, passing through densities and nightmares, but it is continuous, and here is the key. It follows the laws of sciences, and we needn't fear death if sleep is just a continuation of life, a region of less density but a curvature still of the sleep-dream continuum. But the uncertainty principle argues for multiple continuums, where reprobability of history could be enacted. Is this a tell, one of many tells justified by science? And just as the universe borrows fewer energy to create matter, do we borrow peace from our alternate selves when we dream? Hence the cold sweat when we wake, or alternately the cold dryness when we sleep? Do the laws of science apply to an altered state of conscience, because if death is the same as life, why there to live at all? There are no boundaries. Life is an unbounded expansion, and sleep is an undulating wave in its infinite domain, and death the background cosmic radiation with questionable origin. So does extrapolating complexities intimidate us, and the scientist's rational commitment is paled over with emotion and doubt, and experiments and observations of great significance are because this fear immobilized into passive acceptance of faith.